Well, here in the U.S., there is a threat of severe weather today in the upper Midwest and in New England, which will likely mean some power outages. Downed trees are the second highest cause of power outages, and so some communities are turning to something called enhanced tree trimming. Sam Evans-Brown from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio has our story.
Earlier this spring, Eversource, New Hampshire's largest power company, conducted an annual helicopter patrol of its transmission lines, the big high-voltage lines that crisscross the landscape.
But here's an example of non-compliant vegetation. We've got some pine trees in the wire zone, so that'll be a target for us.
Kurt Nelson is Eversource's transmission arborist. Today, he's out looking for trees that threaten to knock down power lines. Whenever he spots one, the helicopter banks hard, circling back, so he can mark the location on his GPS.
You can see how many white pines we have in the state. And when it comes to reliability, white pines are sort of public enemy number one. They're typically the tree that's most prone to fail.
Nelson has been in the job since 2008.
It's changed tremendously. I think we're doing about four times the work we did when I first started in 08.
That's because in the late 90s, New Hampshire's Public Utilities Commission got concerned about an uptick in the length and frequency of power outages. Independent consultant Michael Cannata used to work for Eversource and spent a big chunk of his career on what he calls his tree crusade.
I get into evaluation of storms, you know what's causing power outages.
Cannata says we're seeing more big storms, less healthy forests thanks to invasive pests, and cutbacks in the number of tree trimming crews. On top of all of this, the demand for reliable electricity is rising.
You could call it a perfect storm, but it's all focusing on the trees. That, you know, if you can address the trees, and there's only two ways to do it that I know of, either you trim them or you bury the lines.
Studies show the cost of burying all the power lines in New Hampshire would be too expensive, so regulators have required power companies to get much more aggressive with the trees. These days, utilities cut back trees near distribution lines every 4 years and actively look for unhealthy snags that need to be preemptively taken down. They're also clearing vegetation from the full width of rights-of-way that previously they let grow in. In other states that have gone to what's called enhanced tree trimming, like Connecticut and Maryland, there was some pushback. Citizens complained, and blue ribbon commissions came out with reports. But in New Hampshire, apart from some scattered grumbling, there's been little objection.
No, a couple of phone calls, but no pitchforks and torches yet.
Neil Cass is the town administrator in Hopkinton. Recently, Eversource took down more than a dozen trees on Main Street here that had encroached on the power lines.
The arborist with Ashpun talked about putting in dogwoods, which are a traditional tree that don't grow as big and don't affect the lines.
It could be that the citizenry is taking this well because there's less tolerance for long power outages these days. And Mike Cannata says utility data suggests that since the enhanced trimming began, outages are getting shorter and less frequent.
Remember, each storm is different. I mean, they're like snowflakes. There's no two the same. You just can't say because you had a hurricane that it's the same. But they believe that the outages are being mitigated, the major outages.
But it's expensive work. Eversource spends more than $23 million a year trimming trees. Is it worth it? Eversource's Bob Allen, who's in charge of trimming distribution lines, puts it this way.
So that's kind of the holy grail. Did we improve by taking that tree down? Well, our best knowledge of the situation is that tree was going to fail. It was an outage waiting to happen, and therefore we took it down.
And that proactive approach will likely be the utility's philosophy going forward into the future. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.